I remember arriving in Saigon in July and having worked in French colonial areas, North Africa particularly, there was a kind of familiar look to it. It was like an old French provincial town, tree-lined streets, large villas, cafe terraces where people just sat around. There were a lot of French still there. Very quiet, practically no traffic. A sort of a lazy place. There was a little bit of talk, rumblings of dissidents, either anti-communists against the Diem government, or some talk about remnants of the old Viet Minh. The term Viet Cong had not been invented yet. And I remember one day, it was July 8th, as I recall, 1959, when I suddenly got this report in Saigon that two American military advisors had been shot, presumably killed, at a military camp about 25 miles north of Saigon, a place called Bien Hoa. So I jumped in my car and drove up there through the rice fields and got to this camp. And there I saw the bodies of these two Americans. They had been watching a movie in their canteen or one of their barracks that night before. Some presumably communist guerrillas, we weren't sure, stuck some guns in through the windows and shot up the place. And these two Americans, whose names I recall were Chester Ovnand and Dale Buys, are the first two names on the Vietnam Memorial in Washington. Now, these were the first two American soldiers killed in Vietnam.